Regular co-host of mine, celebrity chef Suzanne Husseini, is known throughout the Emirates for her TV show and her book, When Suzanne Cooks. The book has now gone global, being launched in the US, Australia and the UK. Suzanne is passionate about sharing her knowledge and will be attending Taste of Dubai this weekend, where you can meet her and watch her at work. Suzanne has also got cookery classes coming up at Miele, and I was lucky enough to be invited to the Miele kitchen and have a lesson with the fabulous Suzanne Husseini. So let's find out what's on the menu.
مرحبا انا اليوم موجوده بجاليري ميلي لعروض الطهي اللي راح اعملها اهلا وسهلا بالجميع انا راح اعمل عروض طهي طبعا المطبخ العربي وبرحب فيكم اهلا وسهلا تشاركوا معي بهالمكان نطبخ سوا وناكل سوا وننبسط يا هلا Well, welcome. This is my kitchen. I've adopted this beautiful kitchen in Sema Tower. It's the Miele Gallery, where the beautiful, gorgeous show kitchen is. And I have the honor and privilege of cooking here and inviting you to come and share the experience with me. So you're going to be cooking with me today.
Well, I'm going to be an eager student, Suzanne. We've been talking about this for a long time, yes. And now it's going to happen. You're going to cook for me. Not only cook for me, you're going to cook with me.
You're cooking. Yeah.
I'm doing the cooking.
Oh, yeah, I'm instructing. Okay. I'm telling you what to do today, Suzanne.
Fantastic. Yes. Fantastic. Okay, so I see, as always, with a good Arabic hospitality, that before we prepare and cook the food. Mm-hmm. You've already prepared and cooked some food.
Yes, of course.
For me, which is very sweet of you. So.
Yes, well, only not because I like you, Suzanne, of course, but all my guests who are going to be part of this cooking experience. Typical hospitable greeting that we do as Arabic people. We invite people into our homes with coffee, tea, and offer them a little nibble, something sweet to eat. So the minute you walk in to my class or to my session, you will have something to eat. You'll be greeted with coffee. We're going to talk. I'll give you an intro of what I'm about to do, even though you know the menu in advance. And I'll demo a few things, and then we'll get right to it and cook.
Okay. Tell me about the recipe today. What am I going to be cooking with Suzanne?
Okay, well, I'm taking it straight out of my book. So today I'm going to talk you through, or we're going to actually cook together more than talk. We're going to do the pistachio crusted rack of lamb, and we're going to have with it a pomegranate sauce, which is beautiful. It complements the meat that is so sweet, so beautifully, and pomegranate is that Arabic ingredient that is prevalent in our dishes. So I use it. So you're going to be doing the pistachio crusted rack of lamb, and we're going to do a beautiful salad with roka, or arugula as it's also known, or gergir as it is known in Arabic. And we're going to do grilled aubergine and a pomegranate vinaigrette. Okay. That goes on top with pine nuts, and it just complements the beautiful sweet lamb because it's a little peppery and there's sweet tomatoes on it, and it's got that nice tang of the pomegranate, so it's perfect. And we are going to do the burghul and friki pilaf. Mm. Burghul and friki are both cracked wheat. One is smoky, one is not. We're going to add onions and fruits and cook it in a beautiful stock and eat that as a side dish. Let's start, first of all, by making our crust for the lamb. The very first thing I do is I take my pistachio nuts and put them in a... Whoa, that was noisy, yeah?
That's good.
Pistachio nuts that are raw, and I'm going to put them inside a food processor. There you go. Okay, that's
noisy. Didn't get your fingers in there, did you?
No. It's totally safe. Okay, so we get the pistachios started.
That's done the job, hasn't it?
It has indeed. It has indeed. And then we start adding in. So could you please add in some parsley, a good handful of fresh parsley that's been washed, the stalks have been removed, and a nice handful of coriander as well, or cilantro.
This is lovely and fresh, isn't it?
Fresh, exactly. Yeah. We're adding some really nice fresh flavors. Yeah. And then on top of that, should be good. Yeah. We're going to add some garlic. So I'm going to put a clove of garlic in there. That's going to give it a nice zing. Mm. A little bit of pepper, black pepper, that we put in. And of course, salt. And a couple of spices that I like to add in. One is allspice. Can you smell it already? Mm. Yeah? Allspice, which is not a combination of spices, but rather a spice that's called allspice. And it's very, very sweet. It comes from Jamaica. It's delicious. Mm. And a little bit of paprika, which is just ground red peppers that aren't hot. But you certainly can add heat to this if you wanted to. Okay? So I'm going to whiz this again.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to...
Okay, starting to come together. Do you see how gorgeous it is?
And the colors, just beautiful.
It is, but it's still kind of dry, so we got to bind it together. Okay. So what I do is I add toast bread, like bread, white bread. I've taken the crusts off.
Yep.
You might ask me why.
Why, Suzanne? Why? Are you adding fresh breadcrumbs?
Because they have moisture in them, and I want some moisture so that it would adhere to the meat.
Yeah.
So here I've added to this about three pieces of white toast. And then, of course, we need to add something else to stick it together and make it come together, and that is butter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're going for the real stuff?
I'm going for the real stuff. Oh, yeah. Fresh butter, no low-fat butter. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
No.
It's butter. It's real butter. This is a beautiful piece of lamb, and it deserves to be treated with love. And you give it some butter. Okay. You see it coming together now?
Isn't that really coming together lovely?
Yes, now.
It's almost like what I would describe as a stuffing almost. Mm-hmm. It's what it's looking like to me now.
And you certainly can use this as a stuffing, definitely. Now, I'm going to bump up the fragrance of this. In addition, I'm going to add the lemon zest.
Nice.
So just with a microplane, I'm going to zest some lemon. Can you hear that? Can you smell that? And it just takes off the surface yellow.
Yeah.
You don't want to get any of the white bitter pith in there, just the yellow.
Nice and easy.
Can they smell it out there in Radioland?
You must be able to. You must be. A smell like that, a scent like that,
oh,
you must be smelling
it. It's divine. And then to bump up the lemon, I also add a little bit of fresh lemon juice. So a squeeze, not too much.
You know?
About a teaspoon, yes. And all good chefs taste their food, so feel free.
Okay, all right, already. Great. Mm.
Yum.
That is yummy.
Just bring a fork. You don't need anything.
I was going to say, that in itself is just delicious.
It is. That's it. So imagine that is going to be sitting on top of our lamb that is to die for.
Okay.
So it's come together. You're able to stick it on the lamb.
Yeah.
Okay? So our stuffing is ready.
Okay,
now we have to prepare the lamb.
That was easy.
Done.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's how easy cooking is.
It tastes so good and simple to make. That's what we like.
Absolutely. Mm. I've got a gorgeous, beautiful rack of lamb,
which is lovely. That
is probably the nicest piece of meat on a lamb. It is from the rib. It is where it's most tender. It is so sweet and succulent. And it has to be treated with love and care as well. Don't overcook it, whatever you do.
I was going to say, what's going to be the cardinal sin?
Overcook it. Any meat. You don't overcook it. You have to treat it with love because it doesn't take very long to cook.
Yeah.
Okay, it's beautiful. So we're going to respect this piece of meat. I'm going to put a little bit of oil in the pan, or you are. There you go.
Yeah.
So it's sizzling away, and basically what I'm trying to do here is get it started. Okay, so it's going to caramelize the surface and brown it somewhat and start the cooking process. It's going to finish in the oven, okay, but it's going to start here. Now, you might wonder why I'm not doing this right away. Why don't I just put the crust on top and put it in the oven?
And also any seasoning, but I guess in the seasonings.
That's right. They're already there. Now, you can put a little bit of salt and pepper on top. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's a lot of seasoning in the stuffing already, or in the crust.
Yeah.
Now, if I didn't do this and just put the crust on top of the lamb and put it in the oven, what will happen is the crust will cook far sooner.
Yeah.
And it will get crisp and dry, and the meat won't be ready yet.
Okay.
So basically, I'm half cooking it here.
It's the sealing it.
It's sealing it, and it's cooking it as well.
Can you see
the brown? Let it cook away.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll give it about 5 minutes to 10 minutes here. So it's half cooked. Take it off the heat. We let it just sit till it cools enough, and then our crust is all ready. We just coat it, which is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put it in the oven, and it'll take probably another 15 minutes, and it'll be fully cooked.